You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
This morning, the message we're going to preach about is from John chapter 7.
请弟兄姊妹们打开约翰福音第七章，和我们一起来读，从第一节读到十三节。
John chapter 7, let's open the Bible together, and we'll read from verse 1 through 13.
约翰福音第七章一到十三节。
John 7, verse 1 through 13.
我们一起来读。这事以后，耶稣在加利利游行，不愿在犹太游行，因为犹太人想要杀他。 当时犹太人的祝棚节近了，耶稣的弟兄就对他说：“你离开这里上犹太去吧，叫你的门徒也看见你所行的事，人要显扬名声，没有在暗处行事的。你如果行这些事，就当将自己显明给世人看，因为连他的弟兄说这话，是因为不信他。耶稣就对他们说：我的时候还没有到，你们的时候常是方便的。世人不能恨你们，却是恨我。” 因为我指证他们所做的事是恶的，你们上去过节吧，我现在不上去过这节，因为我的时候还没有满。耶稣说了这话，人就住在加利利。但他弟兄上去以后，他也上去过节，不是明去，似乎是暗去的。正在极其犹太人寻找耶稣，说他在哪里。众人为他纷纷议论，有的说他是好人，有的说不然，他是迷惑众人的。 只是没有人明明的讲论他，因为怕犹太人。这段圣经好像没有讲到什么特别稀奇、主的教训，或者什么其他的事实发生的故事。This
portion of a scripture it seems it did not really record any teaching from the Lord.
但是确实发掘了一些背后不太容易注意到的事情。But
actually, it reveals some facts that. Very seldom been noticed before.
就是这个耶稣基督里面他的心态的问题。It
is his attitude.
同时因为讨论到耶稣基督心态的问题，也连带着把他的弟兄的心态也一样显明出来。And
at the same time, not only reveal his Jesus' attitude, also reveal his brother's attitude.
今天我们所传的信息从第四节说，人要显扬名声这半句话。And
today we're going to preach from the verse 4. It says that any man who seek to be known publicly.
在这里有一个问题，就是人要显扬名声。
Here we come to a fact that people want to seek to be known publicly.
用今天的话来说，就是知名度的问题。
Use today's words as its popularity.
你看今天连这个民主党要竞选都出了一个大的难处。
We have the Democrats today have a big problem.
他们的问题是没有一个人能够和布希总统的声望相匹敌。Because
there's no one can really match up the fame and the position that President Bush is having.
其实你看他们在民主党会议里面开会吵来谈来谈去的事情，其实都不是什么主义的问题。And
so all they're really talking about and fighting about in the Democratic Party is not issues.
他们的问题是缺少一个领袖。But
rather, they lack of a leader.
缺少一个能够登高一呼，众人都跟从的领袖，这样他们就可以把布希总统打垮。They're
missing that one person who can just stand up there and be a real leader.
你看这些事也是可以说时势造英雄，这些年来这个共和党大占优势。And
it's really what the world is coming to that just somehow pushes out the Republicans.
接二连三，你看，从伊朗扣留人质一直开始，这些事情世界上发生大事，使得在位的人也名望提高，这个知名度相对的提高。And
starting from the hostage situation in Iran, and all these things happening in this world, and somehow make the Republicans stands out.
当世界上有各种变动的时候，当权的人总是占一点便宜。
And whenever there's a certain turmoil starting in the political system, somehow the leader is always taking can take the advantage of it.
这些日子你看民主党提了什么人做 总统提名的候选人，他们自告奋勇出来，连这个二万的市长都出来了。
And you see all the people just come out and try to brave it and even include the former mayor from Irvine.
因为也许今年他竞选不成，但出来总是知名度要增加一点。
And maybe he's not going to succeed for sure, but anyway, his popularity will increase.
弟兄姊妹，今天在这里我们不是讲政治。
But today we're not talking about politics.
而是要大家明白，但是当时主耶稣就落在这一个知名度的问题中间。
But it's just the same that day when Jesus was precisely in a situation like this is the popularity matter.
我们知道主耶稣并没有在意这些外面的事情。
You see, Jesus never really cared too much about those outward things.
但是在当时的环境里面，他却因为行了许多的神迹。而他的知名度提高。
But at that time, because of all the miracles that he performed, he really was well known by all.
因为犹太人中间需要出来这样一位领袖，带领他们度过一个非常艰难的局面。
And the Jews really needed a leader like that to lead them through this difficult time.
不管这个领袖是政治性的人物或者宗教性的人物都没有关系。
It doesn't matter whether it's a true political leader or a religious leader.
他们在罗马的压制底下需要有一个人出来带领他们。
Under the oppression of Roman government, they really need someone to come out and lead them.
他们的切身之痛是罗马政权的问题。
Because all that what they're really concerned about is this problem with the Roman ruling.
常常弟兄姊妹们，亲爱的朋友们，我们对周遭所发生的压力环境产生一些反应。
A lot of times we do react to all those problems that's happening around us.
但是我们看不见的，在我们心灵里面受罪的压制，我们却没有太多的反应。
But a lot of times we don't have any reactions when deep down inside our soul is being oppressed. Our soul is oppressed by sins.
所以主耶稣在当时很被他们当作一个政治的人物或者宗教的人物的领袖来看待。
So actually at that time, Jesus was merely considered as a political or religious leader.
他们对于他所宣传的讲到从罪里悔改的事情却没有太多的反应。
And so that they don't really have too much reactions when Jesus was preaching that you shall repent from sin.
因为罪的悔改是牵涉个人和他中间的关系。
You see, because that is really too personal.
无论如何，耶稣在这样的环境里面。
Anyhow, Jesus in such a situation.
其实在教会中间也并不是不需要领袖。
And so by the same token, in church, we also need leaders.
因为主告诉我们说，他把我们放在地上，是要我们做世上的光，世上的盐。
Because Jesus did teach us that when he put us on this earth, so that we can be the salt and the light of this world.
如果我们真能够影响社会，我们就是社会的领袖。
So if you can really influence this society, you are the leader of this society.
如果我们真正能够叫社会因着信主的人增加，而所有的道德局面、经济的环境都改变，我们就是领袖。
So if we can influence this society so that more people will come to know the Lord and then change the whole situation, we are the leaders.
有些时候我们好像不愿意出名啊，中国人说人怕猪出名啊，猪也怕肥。
And but it's very, as a Chinese, there's a saying that you just don't want to be famous, just as a swine does not want to get fat.
所以你看连我讲到哪里去讲？
人怕出名。
前些日子我忽然有兴趣看一看从前所读的国文课国文的东西。
And a few days ago, all of a sudden, I come across this book, so to review my high school Chinese.
所以我就看一看《论语》。
And so I read about the Confucius, the saying of Confucius.
我就发现有一句话很有意思，孔子就讲什么？他说他呀真是有幸啊。
And Confucius saying something like this, that he considered himself very fortunate.
因为他说他一犯过错的时候，众人都来告诉他了。
Because he said, once he just make any mistakes, a lot of people will come up to him and tell him about it.
你知道要做领袖就有相当大的代价。
You see, if you want to be a leader, there's a lot of there's a price to be paid.
我们宁愿在暗地里面什么人都不知道。
And it would be much easier if we just do things in secret.
但这些也是不对的心态。
But that is also a wrong attitude.
主耶稣在这里却不是这样情形。
So, but Jesus is not like that.
主耶稣并没有说他不上耶路撒冷去。
See, Jesus did not say that he would not go to Jerusalem at all.
因为事实上我们看见以后在过节的时候主也上去了。
Because later on we know that Jesus eventually did win.
并且在那里他在圣殿里面教训人。
And then he teaches people in the temple.
所以这里似乎主要的问题是说人是不是要自己来显扬名声的问题。
So here it comes to a question whether one should seek this fame by himself.
我又想到孔老夫子的话。
And again I'm thinking, I was reminded of the Confucius.
他们的学生问他说夫子有这样的名望是怎么来的呢？
And the people asked him, oh, you obtained such fame, where did it really come from?
他说是自己得来的呢还是别人给他的呢
And is it something that you seek by yourself or it was given by others?
所以他的学生就说夫子温良恭俭让以得之
And who said that?
Sorry, 他的学生说的
So the student claims that, oh, you must be very gentle, very nice, very respectful, and polite and thrifty and,、mm-hmm. and
So that, 人家会给你
名望。So that other people will honor you with this fame.
这是中国人的道理，对不对？
Now this is Chinese philosophy.
在属灵事情上也一样的。
But the same in the spiritual matter.
主耶稣所以被高举，成为万王之王，成为万族之主。
Why Jesus has been raised up as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords?
他所以被神的右手所高举，神赐给他他超乎万民之上的名。
Now why has he been raised up by Lord God and become the savior of all nations?
神给他超乎万民之上的名。
And the Lord gave him the name above all names.
因为他拣选了十字架的道路。
Because he chose the road of cross.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？耶稣就是这一个人的生命。根本上他是顺服神以至于死放弃自己神却把他高抬
So that in Jesus his life history is that he was just laid down his life and then was raised up by God
领袖就有两种
So there are two kinds of leaders
一种是为着自己的利益
One is really working everything for himself
一种是为着神的国
The other one is working for the kingdom of God
耶稣基督就是完全为着神的国为着神的旨意而活着的人
And Jesus Christ is one that was totally for the kingdom of God
今天教会里面需要领袖
Today the church needs leaders
我们看见从前人对于保罗的批评是什么
And we know that in the old time what other people criticized Paul about
不是批评给他的恭维是给他的评语是什么
Oh, the people talk about Paul.
他说他和希拉这两位弟兄是为着神不顾性命的。
And they consider Paul and Silas to be the one that will just forget, will give their life totally.For the gospel.
所以弟兄姊妹们，一个属灵的领袖，如果不是为了自己，而是为了神的国度，应当是得的人所有的尊重和跟从。
So, a spiritual leader, if he is not for himself, but rather for the kingdom of God, and normally he should be respected and will be known to others.
但是从外面看，有时候不容易分辨。
But outwardly, it sometimes is very hard to tell.
你看连主耶稣在这里他的弟兄也不信他
Even Jesus in this situation his own brother does not believe him
他们的话里面带着一种嘲讽的意思
Because in their words was a little criticism there mocking
主耶稣所做的一切事情都好
It seems that what Jesus did is all okay
他医病他传道他赶鬼
He healed the sick and he spread God's word
他所讲的话
and cast out demons and whatever he's teaching
他所讲的话大有能力能够叫人扎心
and the word he uttered is that have such a power that will just pierce people's heart
本来应当这样的工作结果叫人能够相信他是神所差来的那一位
the result of this kind of work should brought people to the Lord and should make people recognize he's the one that sent from the Lord
但是若是有些人持不信的态度先就拒绝了耶稣
But some people would just don't believe him in the first place and just rejected him.
你知道中国人说欲加之罪何患无辞
And it's just like a Chinese saying that if you want to find some fault, you definitely will be able to do that.
所以他们就看主耶稣他是为了自己的名望要宣扬他自己的地位得的人的跟从为了自己。
So they consider him to be one that seeking fame, seeking, and want people to follow him.
他们的兄弟就说，人要显扬名声，没有在暗中行事的。
So、
你如果行这些事，就当将自己显明给世人看。
So that his brother would say, well, if someone want to seek fame, publicly, he should go to the public place and make other people see what he's doing.
你假如要做民主党候选的提名的候选人，你一定要去参加民主党的大的 convention。
So if you want to be nominated as a candidate for the Democrats, you first thing you have to go to the convention.
他就要想出各种方法把自己显明在世人的面前。
And use all means to try to make himself known to the people.
你看，连大卫旧约里面大卫也遇见同样的问题。
And David in the Old Testament faced the same problem.
就是那个杀死哥利亚的大卫，大家记得吗
？Now you all remember that David who killed Goliath.
我想我们都记得大卫杀死哥利亚的故事。
I believe you all remember that story.
你知道他怎么样会到战场上去的吗
？But you know how did he ever come across that he was so happened to be in the battlefield?
他的父亲为了要叫他去看看他几个哥哥在战场上面。
And it's all because he was sent by his father to visit his brothers who are soldiers there.
所以就叫他带一点饼，带一点吃的食物去给他兄弟。
He brought some food and drinks and for his brother.
我相信很好玩哈，那时候当兵还自带粮饷，还有额外补充的军粮的。
So it's very very interesting at that time. Even when people in the army as a soldier, you have to somehow provide your own food.
好像父母进去宿舍里看望儿女一样，总带点东西去。
Just like parents go visit the kids in the dorm, always bring some food along.
大卫就去了。
And so David went.
他早晨把他的羊交托给其他人看守，上了战场。
So in the morning, that he asked somebody else to take care of the sheep, and then he start off to the battlefield.
但是等到他到了战场以后，听见那个哥利亚在那里大言不惭的羞辱以色列人。
But when he actually get there, he heard that this Philistine Goliath was mocking and humiliating God's army.
那么扫罗王也在那里悬赏出一个奖赏。
And Saul also opposed this reward.
他说：“若有人能够把哥利亚杀死的，我要把我的女儿嫁给他。”
He said, "If anybody who should kill Goliath, then I will have my daughter marry him."
结果那些以色列的士兵所注意的不是哥利亚，而是扫罗的女儿。
So the people starting to pay attention not to Goliath but rather to the Saul's daughter.
我想扫罗的女儿大概不很漂亮。
I believe maybe his daughter is not that pretty.
所以没有人去悬赏。
So nobody's braving it.
大卫不是心不在这里。
But David's heart is not on that.
大卫听见哥利亚的话，非常的愤怒。
And David was very very angry when he heard what Goliath said.
他说：“这个没有受割礼的非利士人，怎么在这里羞辱以色列耶和华的神，耶和华神呢？”
He said, "Oh, how can this uncircumcised Philistine?" Mocking the Almighty God.
他问了几次，人还是拿扫罗的奖赏来回答他。
So he asked people about this several times, and people just keep on giving him the answer about this great reward.
我想他因为问的太多，这些当兵的人也觉得他们在威胁这些当兵的人的这些勇敢。
So maybe because David was asking too many times, and the soldiers feel threatened.
哦，我们在这里打仗没有办法，你一个小孩子从后方来，倒说起风凉话来。
So they probably say, "Oh, we're soldiers here. We as if we don't know anything, and you little kids coming from behind."What are you going to do?
所以这些哥哥们非常气愤，要把他赶回去。
So those brothers are very, very angry. They want to chase him back.
他们对大卫做什么？
So they said to David.
大卫的兄长以利亚说：“我知道你的骄傲和心里所怀的恶念。”
So he said, "Oh, I know you're proud and the evil thoughts in your heart."
你上来就是为了看热闹。
Now you the purpose of you coming here is that you just want to see what's going on.
所以我们有时候说讲话当中有这个 communication, 有沟通的困难。
So there's definitely communication problem there.
这里面个人说个人的话，没有一个人大家听见对方讲什么。
Because everybody just speak their mind and not really listening to each other.
哥利亚讲哥利亚狂语。
Goliath was mocking, talking proudly there over there.
扫罗发出他的悬赏。
And Saul was just posting the reward.
士兵在那里议论纷纷。
And all the soldiers was just arguing with each other.
以利亚对他的兄弟完全不能接受。
And this David's brother cannot just accept David at all.
大卫的心却在神的国度上面。
But David's heart is in God's kingdom.
他完全是为了神的荣耀奋不顾身出来。
It's for God's glory that he just forget about himself and want to come out and fight.
这就是为什么大卫能成为以色列人领袖的原因。
And that's precisely the reason why David eventually become the great leader of Israelites.
连大卫也有这样的问题。
But at that time, David was facing the same problem.
主耶稣也有这样的问题。
And so Jesus here is facing the same problem.
很可以有人来用这些话来攻击主耶稣。
And the people just use that kind of a word to attack him.
并且我们要注意到，在约翰福音第七章祝棚节之前是什么样一个场合。
And this special spot we should notice, this is the time before the day, the feast of tabernacle. And you know what kind of situation at that time.
因为在约翰福音第六章，主耶稣刚刚用五饼二鱼喂饱了五千人。
Because right in the previous chapter was recorded that he just used five loaves and two fish to feed 5,000.
很多人在这议论纷纷，圣经里第七章就说，众人为着他议论纷纷。
And the people were just grumbling and talking about this thing.
纷纷议论，论论什么东西呢？
And what they're talking about?
他是好人，他是坏人。
Whether he's a good man or an evil man.
他是真正神差来的，还是自己高举为王的？
Is he really the one that sent from God, or is he the one that just want to boast about himself?
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.